WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Newport Music Festival's show number 76.
Wow.
With Pamela Pantos, the executive director, I'm Mike Mano, and we are talking about all the wonderful things that happen in conjunction with the Newport Music Festival. Pamela, where are we going to start tonight?
Well, actually, I think we had such a wonderful response to September composers that I thought we would follow up with October composers.
Excellent. Well, October is my birthday month.
There we go.
I don't know if you've got me planned in here, but, you know.
I think we're going to have to do a special show on that one.
All right.
So I love fall. I love October. And I'm partial to anything pumpkin or cinnamon, so this is my month.
I can tell that because you brought your own pumpkin-flavored coffee this evening.
Absolutely. I brought in a pumpkin latte to keep me going tonight. So.
All right. Well, let's get to the meat of this.
Absolutely. So as I was doing my research for this week's program, I was amazed at how many famous opera composers were born in October, and I thought we'd focus on that this evening. We're actually just going to focus on one composer who many people can consider to be the greatest opera composer, namely Giuseppe Verdi.
Hey.
Joe Green. There we go. Yeah. And he lived from 1813 to 1901. So with the onset of fall, again, this was sort of a serendipitous program this evening, I think of the summer coming to a complete close and the earth resting before spring. And in some ways, this is like a little death. The plants wither and die. The trees lose their leaves. So when I thought of all of the compositions of Verdi, I thought of the Requiem. So our listeners should know that when Verdi wrote the Requiem, he was already a very famous opera composer. He had written Traviata, Rigoletto, Aida. He was world famous at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's not that he was doing a piece of church music like some people do sort of to test out their compositional skills. This was one of his greatest masterpieces, one of his latest pieces. So how this piece came to be is really quite interesting. So after Rossini died in 1868, Verdi suggested that a number of Italian composers get together and write a requiem for Rossini because he was really the father of Italian opera at that point.
That makes sense. Let's all contribute.
Exactly. So he wrote this Libera Me, which later we'll hear in actually the Verdi Requiem. So he wrote this and he got everyone to get together, 12 other famous Italian composers, and they had the piece. They were ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
However, just 9 days before the premiere, the conductor, Mariani, said, nope, not going to do this, don't want to do it. And Verdi got very upset because the piece was composed, the orchestra had been formed. And so the piece remained unperformed until 1988, when Helmut Rilling, who's a very famous German conductor, actually premiered this whole mass for Rossini in Germany 100 years later.
Yeah, but we don't know why.
It just fell apart. It just kind of fell apart, and perhaps compositionally it was, you know, all different composers, but nonetheless. So Verdi was very frustrated by this, mm-hmm. and he really wanted to write a requiem. So a friend of his, Alessandro Manzoni, passed in 1873, 5 years later, and so Verdi saw his opportunity. He said, you know, I have the Libera Me written. I'm going to write the complete piece. And that's how actually the Verdi Requiem came to be. And people think, oh, it's a Requiem. It is not like the Mozart Requiem that is often performed in churches that has a very sacred sense to it. This is much more like Carmina Burana, where it is really a piece of drama. It is an opera written to sacred text. And so it's interesting that this piece is often not performed in churches, but rather in concert halls because it has such a dramatic effect.
Let's get right into it.
Again, you know, so excited about playing this piece. The recording that we're going to listen to this evening is Leontine Price soprano, Janet Baker mezzo, Veriano Lucchetti tenor, Jose Van Damme bass baritone, and it is conducted by Sir George Scholte and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. So let's get right into it and hear the opening of the Requiem.
We will do that, then take a short break and be back with more. The Newport Music Festival, the subject of the program this evening. As usual, I'm Mike Mano, having a pleasant time sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival. And Pamela, I think we left something slip at the beginning of the show. I think you have some exciting news.
We do. The Newport Music Festival wants to thank all of our donors and patrons who contributed to this year's McBean Challenge Grant. We met our match of $125,000 this year, and because so many donors gave multiple years, in other words, they said, be happy to give you $1,000 for all 4 years of the challenge, we are well over $280,000 towards the $500,000 that we need to raise in 4 years.
Wow.
So we are incredibly...
What a great head start.
We are so grateful. You know, it shows the generosity of people and how much people understand that this is a very special opportunity to create sustainability. It's not an operational fund, but rather a fund of capital reserve so that we'll have $1 million in the bank in 4 years. And the company at this point has no endowment, nothing, and has lived very much, you know.
What some groups call a rainy day fund.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that that's, but it speaks so highly to so many individuals who have wanted to support the festival for so long. So we
Excellent.
Are really grateful. Thank you to one and all.
All right, great. All right, let's get back to our October babies.
So Verdi is our October baby this evening. And back to his Requiem, as I said in the break, if I had one piece of music, only one, on a desert island, this is the piece.
Wow, that is pretty impressive for someone whose whole life has been music that you give that kind of kudo to that.
It has everything. It has solistic moments. It has symphonic moments. It's spiritual. It's operatic. It's truly a masterpiece of theater. And it transcends. So, again, my favorite piece of music.
All right.
So Verdi himself, what's interesting about it, he was not a devout Catholic, but he had a profound sense of higher power, which you hear throughout all of his operas. And so he also had a great admiration, just like he had for Rossini, of the great Italian liturgical music of the past. And so he created this very passionate and deeply moving work. So before I talk too much, let's just listen to several excerpts. I wish we could play the whole piece this evening, but we can't. The next movement is the Dies Irae, the Wrath of God, and it's 2 minutes of power like you've never heard before. Then the Sanctus, of course, the blessing. Then the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, and the Lux Aeterna. The Lux Aeterna is a unique piece in, I think, the entire repertoire of classical music. The mezzo sings in a piece of her voice, a part of her voice, the tessitura, we call it, where she's a little uncomfortable. It's a higher tessitura where soprano normally sings. And what that means is that the mezzo has to lift her voice and it becomes angelic because normally the mezzo takes a lot of weight up and down. You know, it's got that rich sound.
Yeah.
But because he forces her and he knew the voice so well, it creates an angelic sound that, you know, to this eternal light, Lux Aeterna, is perfect. And then she's supported by the tenor and the bass baritone. So those are the pieces that we'll hear in this next segment.
All right, we'll listen to all of those one after the other, then take a short break and be back with more. the Newport Music Festival, celebrating October birthdays, mine and
Giuseppe Verdi.
Yeah, two of us.
You and Joe Green.
But I think let's get back to Verdi.
Absolutely. So we are discussing his Messa di Requiem, or his Requiem, this evening. I would like to give a little plug here for our local organizations that will be performing this group this spring. Namely, the Rhode Island Philharmonic and the Providence Singers are doing a performance of the Verdi Requiem. And if people are enjoying this evening, I would advise them to go buy tickets. It is a stupendous piece, and you seldom hear it with those kinds of wonderful forces. I know it's going to be a great performance. So on a more personal note, I sang the Verdi's Requiem quite a bit. And I think one of my greatest moments with this piece that, you know, you and I were talking about a little bit during the break, was that I got to coach with the great soprano Renata Scotto. And I remember doing with her, and, you know, when you work with someone like that and she stands up and she starts singing, you're truly inspired, and you understand how Verdi must have felt when he heard, you know, the music that was in his head being performed live. It was pretty amazing. So we bring ourselves to the last movement of the piece, this Liberamen that we said earlier in the program he had written for the Rossini mass that he had hoped would be performed, and it's the Deliver Me. So the soprano has this dramatic plea for salvation, and the chorus is almost like a Greek chorus in that it says the same text in like these hushed prayer-like tones. But then there's this moment when she explodes and says, "Tremens factus sun ego," I am full of terror and fear. And in response, we hear that Dies Irae that we played earlier, mm-hmm. in that final explosion, and then it ascends quietly to this Requiem Aeternam, the rest in peace. And then there's this solitude that ends the piece. So it is absolutely stunning. And I hope everyone enjoys this gorgeous, gorgeous rendition of it by the incomparable Leontine Price. And again, if you want to go hear that locally, the Rhode Island Philharmonic and Providence Singers are doing it this spring.
Thank you very much. I'm Mike Maino. She's Pamela Pantos. We'll see you next time with the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.